Mexican superstar Vicente Fernández has died at the age of 81. The singer was one of the country's most important cultural icons. There's no style of song more synonymous with Mexican identity than the rancheras that Fernández mastered so beautifully that they called him the king of the ranchera.
Este amor apasionado anda todo alborotado por volver.
In Volver, Volver, the 1972 song that skyrocketed his career, Fernández sang about his unbearable longing to return to an ex-lover's arms. In a country where suffering for love is considered almost virtuous, that song became an anthem, and Fernández became Mexico's biggest star, adored for his velvet voice and his devotion to songs about rural tradition, about courtship and honor, cockfights and rodeos, passion and heartbreak.
Con gusto vengo a cantarles este muy alegre son.
At concerts, he wore the elegantly embroidered costume of the charro, a chivalrous cowboy, pistol on his hip, thick black mustache, his head crowned with a wide sombrero.
Dicen que somos malditos.
His shows went on for hours, then he'd take a swig of tequila and sing some more.
He would sing as long as people wanted him to sing.
Leila Cobo is with Billboard magazine.
And I think this commitment to his fans just had a huge impact. And also he was such a symbol of Mexico. Everything he did, you know, the hats, the outfits, his ranch.
He was also the quintessential symbol of the Mexican macho. In No Me Hace Rajar, he sang about being a man who couldn't back down.
A mí no me asustan tipos lenguas largas que solo presumen para pantallar. Yo soy de los hombres que no temen nada y aunque esté perdido no me sé rajar.
Fernández was a culturally conservative man, a product of his traditional upbringing. And though he was occasionally criticized for homophobic or sexist comments, he was nonetheless almost universally beloved. The stoicism that Mexican society often expects of its men, he dispensed with it. In Por tu maldito amor, as in many of his songs, you can hear him gasping in anguish over a broken heart.
Por tu maldito amor, no puedo terminar con tantas penas. Quisiera reventarme hasta las venas por tu maldito amor.
Here's Leila Cobo again.
He would sing these songs with so much pathos and so much emotion, and grown men would cry. And he would cry, perhaps because he was such a macho man. You know, he could cry. And I think that made him all the more iconic and legendary.
Fernández was born in the central Mexican state of Jalisco. As a boy, his family moved to the border city of Tijuana, where he worked construction. He started singing at bars and restaurants as a teenager, and over his six-decade career, he recorded dozens of albums and sold millions of copies. And he remained popular with each new generation. José Anguiano is a professor in popular music at Cal State Los Angeles.
He was singing not just to us, but to our uncles, our parents, and our grandmothers as well. So there's this kind of immense sense of loss for what he means to the culture.
In a statement, Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, called Fernández a symbol of our time who was beloved by millions in Mexico and around the world.
Descendiente de Cuauhtémoc, mexicano.